Reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us this morning on WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
A big 5-2 win over the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues on Tuesday. Jack Eichel scored the game winner. He's got a 14-game point streak, 12 goals, 25 points in that time. After that rough patch last month, it looks like the team is continuing to move in the right direction.
They certainly are. And for a lot of people, this was unexpected. I mean, a lot of people gave the Sabres up for dead in late November when they were just falling apart. But they've turned things around here. And this little run here isn't as wild as their opening run the first few weeks of the season. But they have points in 8 out of 10. I mean, they've had some nice wins. And they're doing a lot of things well. I mean, right now, Jack Eichel might be the best player in the league. He's playing that well. He's been a dynamic force. We've talked about over the years him taking steps into superstardom, and he might be doing that again. He's on pace for over 100 points. He's a bear out there, and he's finding ways to be a difference maker every night, and he hasn't done that consistently over his first 4 years. They're starting to get contributions up and down the lineup again. The Johan Larsson line has been very, very good. Johan Larsson has been, believe it or not, their top offensive presence other than Jack Eichel. I mean, I don't think any of us really expected that, but he's been contributing some timely goals. He had another one Tuesday against the Blues. And above all, they're starting to forge an identity, I think. Jack Eichel talked about it after Tuesday's game. I mean, if you want to be a successful team, you have to have an identity. You have to have a brand of hockey that you consistently play. And for the last couple of weeks here, the Sabres, they've done a good job of coming at you in waves. They've played tighter defense. And believe it or not, for now, they've moved back into a playoff spot.
We talked last week about how Linus Ullmark seemed to be taking over the number one goalie job. We've seen more evidence of that. He started 9 of their last 12 games, and he's 5-1-1 in his last 7.
Yeah, I think it's safe to basically call him the number one goaltender, at least for now. And he's been terrific. He's been their backbone. And you wondered if he would grab games from Carter Hutton this season again. He did that last year a little bit, but Carter Hutton kind of regained the starting job at the end of the year, and Carter Hutton had a terrific start this year, and he was the number one. But Linus Ullmark is younger. He probably has more upside than Carter Hutton. That's not a dig at Carter Hutton. He's been a very good goalie for the Sabres at times. But Linus Ullmark might be the future for the Sabres, and for the last few weeks here, he's been a difference maker, and he's quietly been one of the league's better goalies.
Well, let's talk about Casey Mittelstadt. He was out of the lineup last Sunday. He was a healthy scratch for the first time this season. He's been having a tough year, just 1 goal in his last 22 games. He's still very young, just his second full season in the NHL. I imagine getting him going is a priority for Ralph Kruger and his staff.
Definitely it's a top priority for Ralph Kruger and his staff to get Casey Mittelstadt going. But for the time being, he's probably going to take another seat tonight. And with young players, you kind of look at how they handle certain things, the maturity they have to deal with adversity. And in Casey Mittelstadt, he set out Sunday's game, and he, at least to us, he had the right responses. He said the right things. He understood that he wasn't good enough Saturday in Vancouver, and that he deserved to sit out a game. And he probably knows that he probably wasn't good enough on Tuesday against the Blues. There's been a lot of attention paid to Casey Mittelstadt just because he came to the NHL at such a young age. He was a high draft pick. I think a lot of Casey Mittelstadt's struggles are just the product of modern times. 10 years ago, maybe even less, back in the day, he wouldn't have been rushed to the NHL like he was 2 years ago. He would have stayed in college 2 or 3 years. He would have gone to the AHL for a year or two, and then he would have come up. Basically, he might have been starting his NHL career right now. So if you think of Casey Mittelstadt having an extra year of college, having 100 or more games in the AHL, and what that would have meant to his development instead of going to the NHL as a teenager right away, I mean, that would have made a big difference. So I think a lot of Casey Mittelstadt's struggles can be pinned on just being brought to the NHL too quickly.
Well, defenseman Rasmus Dahlin is back practicing with the team. He's missed 8 games since suffering a concussion. He should be back soon, maybe tonight.
And if he's not back tonight, I would expect him back Saturday.
Well, tonight is odd night at the arena. There are T-shirts on the seats representing the gold, red, blue, and orange sections of the old Memorial Auditorium. What are some of your memories of the odd?
Oh, boy, I have a lot of amazing memories of the odd. They're some of my favorite memories of my childhood. I was lucky enough, I think I attended games there for 9 years. It closed when I was 15, but We had season tickets when I was a kid, and just going with my father, that was probably my favorite thing. Just seeing all those guys, Pat LaFontaine and McGillney and Tom Barrasso, Darren Poopa, Mike Foligno, Ray Shepard. I mean, I could go on and on. I just remember how bright it was. I remember the smell of it. I just remember as a kid just how exciting it was to go there and to see those guys and to hear the foghorn. And it was just a unique venue. Obviously, there aren't any venues like it anymore. I mean, you were right on top of the action. And if you were lucky enough to go there, those memories stay with you for a lifetime.
The Sabres host the Nashville Predators tonight at 7 o'clock. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.